Bavakam Perkei Mishnevav. Bor Shel Shnei Shutofen. A boar that was owned by two partners. Avar Alav Harishon Velochiso. The first partner passed by it, went over it, and he didn't cover it. But then the Rav explains, he then gave the responsibility over to his other partner, Vasheni Velochiso. And then the second guy walked over it, even though he had the covering, the first guy gave him the covering, and he had the responsibility, but he did not cover it, Hasheni Chayv, the second guy is Chayv. If the first guy did not give over the responsibility, I believe that Rashi holds that they're both Chayv, because why should the first one relinquish his responsibility? They're both responsible. Kiso HaRishon, Uva Hasheni Mitzo Mugula, if the first guy covers it, the second guy comes and finds it uncovered, Velo Kiso, and then the second guy doesn't cover it, he just leaves it there like that, Hasheni Chayv, the second guy is Chayv. First guy's not chayv, he covered it properly, and then it just rotted away. A person that covers a boar doesn't have to constantly keep checking on the boar, the covering, to make sure it's still good. He just has to do his responsibility, it has to be a fitting cover, and that's it. So in this case, the second guy found it, didn't fix it, now he's responsible for taking care of it. And if he didn't, he's chayv. Kiso keroy, but if they covered it properly, but then, let's say the worms got to it, then it got ruined, and now it's uncovered. V'nafal so choshor o chamor v'meis, putter. And then a shor chamor falls into it and dies, they're both pater. Lo kiso koroi, if it wasn't covered correctly, the nafal l'socho shor o chamor v'meis chayiv. And a shor chamor fall inside of it and die, they are chayiv. And Tfarisol brings that we're dealing with a case where when we say that it's not roi, that they did not cover it fittingly, they covered it fittingly, that's pashut obviously. We're dealing with they didn't cover it fittingly for like camels. Camels, I guess, are much heavier than oxes and donkeys. So they covered it enough that oxes and donkeys, but there was a place that the camels would walk over a lot, and the camels would really do a number on this covering. So even though they covered it, they didn't cover it fittingly enough that it can withstand all that pressure. And therefore they're chayiv, eventually when the shor and the chamor fall into it. Nafal lefonov mikol hakriya, if the shor falls into the pit forwards, it falls forwards from the sound of the digging. They made a lot of sound, it scared it. Chayiv, then the person is chayiv. It's a machlokes tanoim, whether the beginning of the damage, the one that initiates damage is chayiv, or the one that ends the damage is chayiv. Here, the reason that he's chayiv, even though he just did a grumma, the sound made him go into a pit, but lamais, it's his pit. What was the thing that did the damage? His boar, his pit. His pit damaged this animal, he's chayiv. Yes, he's the one that did the grumma of making the sound, but the pit did the damage, and he's therefore chayiv. La'achrov mikol akriya, but if the animal fell back, it did not fall into the pit, it just fell backwards from the sound of the digging, putter, then he's putter, because he's an ones. And also it's a grumma. Nafal asocha shor v'kelev v'nishtabru. If inside the pit fell a shor and kelim, and the kelim broke, and the kelim of a shor are a plow or a yoke, chamor v'kelev v'nishkro, or a chamor, a donkey falls in and its saddle and things like that get torn. Chayev ala behema, so he's chayev on the behema, upatar ala kelim, but he's patar on kelim, because the Torah says, v'nafal shama shor o chamor, it's exeris akosiv, shor v'lo adam, that's the drasha, chamor v'lo kelim, that if an adam falls into a boar and dies, the owner of the boar is patar, it's exeris akosiv, and also kelim, if kelim get destroyed or damaged from the boar, you're also patar, so therefore he's patar on the kelim, but he's chayev on animals. This is interesting. If inside the pit, and dafka has to be a shor that's a cherish, a deaf shor, a shota, you have a shor that's not a shota, and you have a shor that's a shota. The cotton, and you have a shor that's a cotton. These are the ones that's chayiv. But a regular shor, interestingly enough, a regular shor that's not a cotton, the pshat with the cotton is that it's not that able to defend itself. You know, it doesn't really plow that well, and it can't really protect itself that well. Also, the other two, also, it can't protect itself so well, and it's very possible that it's going to fall in. But a regular shor that's a pikeach, a smart shor that's always sure, that shor knows how to protect itself, it knows where to look, it's perceptive, and it should have not gone into the pit. And therefore, the owner of the pit is not chayiv in those cases. And it could be you're still chayiv for damages, but not for the death of the shor, just like an adam. One is potter for the death of an adam, but he's still chayiv for damages to an adam. Ben obas, but little children, and these children don't have the ability to protect themselves and perceive a danger that they're coming towards. Eved o ama, potter. An eved or an ama, they're all potter because it's shor velo adam. It's a gzeres hakasev. Evan and Amma is for a different reason. They can for sure protect themselves. The reason I may think that he's chayiv is because an Evan and an Amma, Tosanta brings that I may think that an Evan and Amma have the same din as a Behema, Kamash Malon, that's not true. They have a din of an Adam, and an Adam is Potter, whether they're an Evan or Amma, or whether they're a Ben and Bas and don't have any ability to protect themselves.